103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. On the phone with me right now is Michelle Mechie, representing Corey's Network. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I am doing good. Of course, I know a little bit about Corey's Network, but for those who don't know, give us some information about what Corey's Network does.
Corey's Network is named for our son that was murdered in 2013.
Yeah.
It's an advocacy program that helps provide for the immediate support and services of the surviving victims of homicide. And what we've done is we've networked with many of the fine advocacy programs and other institutions in the Kansas City area to be able to provide counseling services for free through like Healing Pathways and Ad Hoc Group Against Crime. We've been able to get support groups through Parents of Murdered Children and GLOW, and we've got our own seminar that we do. We help financially, as well as Mama on a Mission does. We've got Aim for Peace that does mentoring and will help with conflict resolution. So we have the whole picture, and what people have to do is just if like a crime comes in or a murder comes in, or referral that is, all they have to do is contact us. We put in the referral information, and all of those programs are immediately told about the family and what their needs are. So that they, instead of the victim having to go to the services go to the victim. As part of that, what we're going to be doing, and we've done this every year, and you guys have always been a big supporter of ours. We've always had a vigil in the summer, right around the same time Corey died. And that was ever since Corey's murder has been solved. It took him 3.5 years. After it was solved, we have dedicated this vigil every last weekend of July to the unsolved homicides in Kansas City metropolitan area. Well, you and I both know, with COVID out there, there is no way we can go out and hand out flyers to people driving by. We can't get into a big crowd and show posters and all that other neat stuff, because I prefer people be safe. So instead, what we decided to do is create a virtual vigil.
Tell us a little bit about that. How is that going to happen?
The virtual vigil, all those different programs I told you about, plus many, many more. We have the KCK police, KCMO police, the Sheriff's Department, the Reedtown police, Crime Stoppers. We've got everyone who has sent us information from 1970 forward, as much information as they can possibly send on any crimes, any murders, that is, unsolved. And do you know that we have over 260 flyers that we have already created that will be presented virtually on our Facebook page? Every 10 minutes, one will come out so that each one of them has the exposure it deserves. Every 10 minutes for 60 hours. It's going to start at 9 a.m. this Friday. It's going to finish 9 p.m. on Sunday. And every 10 minutes, it's going to go out another murder, another murder, another murder. Because the truth be told, if we can clean up these murders that we've already got, how many of those would stop another murder?
So how can someone either get their loved one's name on the list, and how can other programs become involved, Michelle?
All they have to do is contact us. If you want your family member to be on the vigil, what I would do is I would contact our hotline, which is 816-834-9661. And we'll be able to check to see if we already have a flyer for them. Hopefully somebody's already picked it up. And if not, we can create one. And, you know, we're already starting to program these into the system that's going to do it for, like I said, the 24 hours a day for 60 hours. So it'll probably be a little bit further along in the program, but we will get those in there if you're able to get them to us. Also, if there's other programs that would like to support us and show on their Facebook any of the flyers, any of the information that we're sharing, we do have a statement of participation that we would like you to put on there so that people understand what you're doing. And basically, it just says we are participating in this with, you know, other advocacy programs in the area, and that's why we're showing these. And we encourage people, even if they're on our program already, to share, because it's going to go on Facebook, it's going to go on Twitter, and it's going to go on our Instagram. So We want it everywhere. What we want to do is make somebody uncomfortable enough to come out and help us solve some of these murders. We want to hit that person in California that moved away and didn't know that this murder hadn't been solved. We want to hit that person that watched their child come in with blood all over them and didn't know why. You know, we want to catch that. And we want to stop people like this young lady that was walking down the street, and she was pregnant with a five-month-old baby. She was walking along with a stroller with a two-year-old child in the stroller, and somebody rolled up and killed her and her unborn child. And fortunately, there was an arrest. But to have an atmosphere like that in our city, that somebody feels comfortable enough to do that in broad daylight and to be able to kill someone and take their life and drive off, is ridiculous.
Yes.
We need to go back to the whole thou shall not kill and make sure that people understand that there are consequences for their behavior. And with a clear rate between 30% to 50% of our homicides actually being solved, if you and I were to enter into a raffle and you had a 50% to 70% chance you're going to win, wouldn't you go in for it? Because I would.
Yeah.
If I knew I was had a 50% to 70% chance I'm going to win a raffle, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
And that's the way these people are doing things. And the other part of it is, I don't know how much you know about Corey's story, but I told them the night it happened who killed my son. And 3.5 years later, they finally got him to confess, but it was the first time he ever was asked if he did it. Now, during that period of time, there are 8 more mugshots of this man, of the man who murdered my son, having been arrested 8 more times. There are 8 other victims of other crimes that could have been saved had someone spoken to him the night I told them it was him. That's what we have to face. What about the person who murdered somebody in 1970 and they're still walking the street? How many more murders did they commit? How many more crimes did they commit? How many times are we going to let people continue and continue and continue? That is the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So we're trying to do something totally different. We want to saturate the internet. We want to make some people angry enough, because change will only come from people that are uncomfortable. And we want to make some people really uncomfortable this weekend.
Well, God bless you, Michelle. You know, that's what we're going to have to do. We got to get these people to wake up and realize that we can't have none of this anymore. And if that's what you got to do, Michelle, that's what we got to do out here in these streets to get the justice that these families need. You know, I'm definitely with that, Michelle. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And make sure you check out Corey's network. That's on Facebook. You're talking about this going on this weekend, right, Michelle?
Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram.
Make sure y'all follow that. Thank you again, Michelle, and appreciate your time. And you know, like I said, I definitely appreciate what you're doing for the city and what you're doing for the victims out there.
Thank you, sir. You have a good week.